fastest woman alive. When I'm done, 30 years from now, I'm the guardian of Central City. I'm a speedster, just like my dad. People call me XX. Every day I hope to live up to the legacy of the Flash. But I've still got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Flash Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and we have a special guest with us. Who is this special guest?
My name is Barry Allen. I am the fastest man alive, and I am the Flash. What's up, guys?
What's up? Welcome back, Matt from Florida, on this, premiere of season what?
It was awesome.
The fifth season. Yeah. This is the first episode of the fifth season of The Flash that aired on October 9th, 2018. Welcome back. I know we've been MIA last season, and it was always touch and go, and there's a lot of things going on, but we are back this season five already. Oh my gosh. Time does fly, right, Matt? It doesn't feel like five.
I know, even last night's episode came and gone. I mean, dang.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is episode 93 of 94. So there you go.
Wow. Okay.
93 episodes. I'm sure they're going to have like a special episode on their 100th one. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? I know for sure we're going to get Reverse Flash, Zoom, and Savitar all in one episode.
Exactly. All right. So you stated at the beginning of the podcast, Matt, this is Nora, the episode one of season five of The Flash, and it aired again on October 9th, 2018. Let me read you the synopsis for The Flash, titled Nora. After an unexpected guest from the future, Nora West Allen appears at their home. Barry and Iris must figure out how to get her back to the future without disrupting the timeline, even more than she already has. Team Flash must work together to send Nora back while simultaneously fighting off another villain, another meta villain. So Nora West Allen, we got a glimpse of the future. And how's that future, Matt?
Oh my god, when the episode title opened, Jesus, I was like so freaking excited. I was like laughing, cheering.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, that's not Barry Allen's voice when it first started.
No I mean, the way she just starts, my name is Nora West Allen. I'm the fastest woman alive.
So cool.
Oh, my gosh. I think she's the Reverse Flash, but no, but this sounds like she's his daughter. I mean, it's just crazy. I think season five is going to be way better than season four.
Oh, yeah. Season five has definitely started with a big Flash. And, yeah, there's a lot of really good scenes in this episode, especially between Nora and Barry. Remember, they're in the time room, or what are we calling that room with the white bubbles? Are they calling it the time vault?
Yeah, yeah. We remember back in season one. And season two,
yeah, you're right. Disco. See, that's why you're here, Matt, to remind me.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Before we move on, Matt. The time room where they're looking at the same article that we've seen from season one, the newspaper article of the Flash vanishing after crisis, and of course it's written by Iris West, and. One thing about that, Matt, he's wearing the old costume in the news article. Do you think the old costume might come back once again? Because I know he already used it in this episode.
Yeah, true. But I think it might come back by crossover time, because I kind of read something about that and say that Barry's going to have like the chin on the costume with the new suit.
Yeah. It comes out. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Because right now it looks a little awkward, doesn't it? Like his head is bigger.
No. I do like the new suit though.
Me too.
The new suit's cool and how it comes out of the ring.
Yeah. But, oh yeah. That was amazing. And let me give you one more of my favorite scenes is, of course, when he's fighting. What's the villain? Is he like a Electron?
Gridlock.
Gridlock, yeah. Yeah. Now I remember. Cisco, you know, eventually found out that he named Gridlock. And the one tidbit is when they're talking about him, and then Nora also mentions about the future battles involving King Shark and Grodd.
I know.
That was cool.
Cisco goes, spoiler alert.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how I felt. I was just like, whoa, that is so awesome. Hopefully one day we'll be able to see a full-fledged fight between those two. All right, Matt, well, give us your favorite scenes from this episode, Nora.
Well, I love the opening scene, which was epic. I mean, with her, with Nora's introduction, meeting everyone. I love the scene in the time vault. And I just love how Barry and Nora are, like, relate to each other as father and daughter, even though in the beginning he didn't really care about it, wanting to send her home. And I just think she's cool. And that scene, the time vault, when first she shows him Flash Missing, Vanishes, and Crisis. Dude, they need to get that episode on. I don't care if it's going to take a while. We need to get that episode Reverse Flash, and the very end scene can be Barry disappearing. Oh, I mean, it showed 25 years later, he does come back, and then, like, she just had to go back in time and to help him. But I also like the fight scene, and then when the ring, I was geeking out. When I saw the suit come out of the ring, oh my God.
That was so cool.
So awesome.
It didn't even look cheesy. It looked really cool.
Not really, no. No, because on Facebook and Instagram, I read some fans' comments that they were complaining about it, and Grant Gustin got a little mad about it.
He did?
But a little bit. I think I saw it on a video I watched, and Grant sounded kind of a bit mad about it. But I thought it was a very good season premiere. And by the way, this one site called Watch Series has Titans on there.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so anybody that hasn't seen it, we're definitely going to do a Titans Talk podcast, because that first episode, holy moly, what'd you think of it?
You watched it?
Yeah.
You got that link I sent you?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It was great. I mean, Robin, the way he goes, F Batman.
Oh, yeah. Save it for the podcast, Matt. Let's stick back to the Flash. So one more thing about the Flash. It was great that Ralph makes mention of other Earths, as he states.
Yeah.
And then eventually someone who told her a multiverse? Who was the one that said that?
I was Caitlin. I think it was Caitlin.
Yeah, it was Caitlin. And so it's great that he was finally getting the symbolism of where, you know, these multi Earths, are.
And then Cisco goes, dude, are you not at our every meeting?
Yeah.
I mean, Cisco's not really being so cracked up.
Yeah, funny. Cisco's not being Cisco. You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that, because when I was watching, I was expecting a little bit more out of Cisco.
Yeah, like I was gonna ask him, and he goes, "What was your big mistake you made?" But I think he's trying to find a way to get over Gypsy. That's just so sad.
Oh, that's right. No. You are absolutely right, because remember he was even hungover and just depressed.
Yeah,
and that makes sense. That makes sense.
True. Yeah,
I'm sure by the next episode he'll be okay.
Well, I don't think so. Did you watch it?
No, not yet. So don't mention it yet. I haven't watched it
yet. We'll wait to do a podcast on that.
Okay, sweet. But, all right. Anything else in this one?
Well, the end scene, because Cicada, oh my gosh, she just walks in there in the prison van and kills that metahuman.
Yep. Crazy.
He's on a mission to kill all metahumans.
Oh, definitely. And then what about what was it? I was reading that Nora. What was it? I can't remember. But one more thing about Caitlin. There wasn't really that much, you know, screen time for her. Yeah, Killer Frost. No.
I heard this season she's going to direct an episode.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Has anyone else on the cast directed yet?
Tom Cavanaugh directed it a few times.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do remember that.
He did that once in Future Flash episode, and he's directing the 100th episode this year, and we're getting a newer version of Harrison Wells in the next week's episode.
I can't wait.
Sherlock Wells.
I can't wait.
I saw it in the promo. I'm going to cry if Cisco dies.
Oh, don't say that. But you know his character in the comics, he does die. So that's
I know, but the episode's
a little called foreshadowing there. Vibe.
But the episode's titled The Death of Vibe. So,
yeah, but I don't know. You know, it's TV.
True, but they've been hyping it as for us all season. I hope it's not true. All those pictures of the crossover, bro. How do you feel of seeing Oliver as green as Flash?
Oh, I saw that picture. Yeah, with the beard. He has the Flash costume with the beard on. It looks great. I love those, you know, reversal worlds. So, you know, because it's always like, what if they were recast, you know, differently?
True. Yeah, that would be kind of funny. But I think maybe they're going to be going to a different Earth when they meet Batwoman.
Oh, I'm sure.
One might have Gotham in it. And I just can't wait to see how Superman is going to fit into crossover. That's going to be so epic.
Did you see the pictures of him wearing the black suit?
Yeah. Yeah. I also saw the pictures of the guys wearing biker jackets. Yep. That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I thought this was a great season
premiere. Yeah, it's a great comeback. I really enjoyed it. From the, you know, what I'm hearing from you, Matt, you enjoyed it as well. Great start to a season five. I hope you are right, Matt, when you say this is going to be the best season of all.
I hope so, because I got so mad and ticked off over The Thinker last season. I mean, that was just so missed.
It
was terrible. Dragged. I mean, it didn't make any sense. It was good.
I think I even, like, stopped watching.
I hated The Thinker. I mean, yeah, I did for a while, but I watched.
But then I went back to watch them all, yeah.
He kept on winning.
Flash. Even Barry was like, I can't win.
I know. And the loss of Ralph.